Education and mental health get top billing in a proposed state budget from Washington Senate Republicans. They unveiled their two-year spending plan Tuesday, but it's what Republicans don't fund that's getting a lot of pushback from Democrats. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Senate Republicans introduced their budget in the ornate state reception room in the Capitol.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us here today.
This was Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler, who tried to distance himself from the national political scene.
And despite all of the rhetoric about the other Washington, we've stayed focused on what's most important to residents in this Washington.
He said the Senate Republican budget makes an unprecedented investment in education. Specifically, it calls for nearly $2 billion more in state funding for K-12 over the next 2 years, funded in part by a new state property tax levy that would replace local levies. Remember, the state of Washington is in contempt of court over school funding and has until next year to solve the problem. Senate Budget Chair John Braun called this a historic year.
And if we get this right, and I believe we have, the decisions we make in this budget will have a positive impact on the state of Washington this year and for decades into the future.
Along with more money for K-12, Washington's four-year universities would get funding to create nearly 2,000 new resident student slots. In mental health, the Senate budget would begin to fund a 10-year transition away from state hospital-based treatment to community-based treatment, something Democratic Governor Jay Inslee has also proposed. Again, Senator Braun.
This is both the humane thing to do and the fiscally responsible thing to do.
Overall, Republicans would spend $43 billion over the next 2 years. That's a $5 billion increase over current state spending. But Inslee, at his own news conference, said it's not enough.
It does not amply fund education. This is only a marginal education budget at best.
In December, Inslee proposed a $46.5 billion spending plan. It included a new proposed tax on capital gains and a new carbon tax. Inslee said he still prefers that approach to the Senate Republicans' reliance on the property tax.
I do not believe raising property taxes is the way to go about funding education.
Inslee also criticized the Senate Republican budget for not funding collective bargaining agreements he negotiated with state employee unions. Instead, Republicans would give state workers an across-the-board $1,000 pay raise. Collective bargaining contracts for state troopers and prison workers would get funding. Braun, the budget chair, said he believes the contracts the governor negotiated are too generous.
We ask, are they truly necessary? It result in nearly half the state employees receiving double-digit pay increases.
Democrats in the legislature were quick to criticize the Republican budget for cuts to the social safety net. State Senator Kevin Ranker is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee. He decried several cuts, including the elimination of the Housing and Essential Needs Program for people who are incapacitated and unable to work for at least 90 days.
I believe that this budget disproportionately impacts some of the neediest in our state.
The leader of the Senate Democratic Caucus went even further, calling the Republican budget cold-blooded.
Well, it's unfortunate that that's their talking point.
Budget Chair John Braun defended his approach and challenged Democrats to actually pass the taxes they believe are necessary.
Otherwise, they're not serious. They're not serious about getting done, and we are serious.
Majority Democrats in the Washington House are expected to unveil their budget next week. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.